Normally when I prepare to preach every weekend, I always look at the gospel. And it's usually because the gospel always has some good material to pray with or reflect on. But in this weekend's readings, I think in our second reading especially, we have a great image that's given to us by St. Peter. St. Peter, we know, of course, is the first pope, right? He's the successor of Christ. And he's giving us an image to pray with today. And in that second reading, we hear the image is to become a living stone. To become a living stone. I thought about also bringing a prop with me this weekend, and I was going to bring a brick, but I couldn't find a brick, and I also didn't want to risk anybody throwing it at me. But as I was thinking about it, I was thinking about bringing a brick. If you had a brick right in front of you, you could imagine that one brick on its own isn't really an impressive thing. One brick on its own really can't do too much for you. Maybe it can help you take a step up if you needed to get a little higher. Maybe it could hold something down if it's a windy day. But one brick on its own isn't really going to do too much. But if you had more than one brick, let's say you had 10, 20, 100, 1,000, you certainly could do more with 1,000 bricks than you could do with one. You could build something. You could build a fireplace. You could build a house. You could build a church. The more bricks that you have, the stronger of a facility or thing that you're going to be building is going to be. So St. Peter is giving us an image of a stone today, but he's not just saying a stone, like a brick might be one brick on its own is rather something kind of almost insignificant. But he says that we're called to be living stones. To be a living stone means that we are invited into a new life with Christ and with the church too. That image of a stone is something for us to pray with. An image of a brick even is something for us to pray with. Some of you might know I just returned from a pilgrimage to Italy. I was with 30 people and we traveled through Assisi and in Rome. And if you've ever been to Italy or if you've ever been to Europe before, you know that there are a lot of beautiful churches that are there, a lot of beautiful places to go and pray. And if you go in most of these churches, the person who is there to tell you about the history of the church will tell you that that church took 100 years to build. 100 years. Could any of us imagine if I were to take up a campaign next week and to say, we're going to build a new church here at Immaculate Conception, but it's going to take 100 years to build. How many of you would give me any money? Not many, I don't think. Because you would want to see the end result. You would want to see the fruit of it. Imagine being the person that's 40 years in or 50 years. They may never see it either. But you see, you think of the image of a beautiful church, even like this one, but a beautiful church that takes time to build. It takes time to build intentionally because it is meant to bring God glory. It is meant to be a place where people can come, anybody can come and pray and connect with the Lord, just as this church is meant to do. The image of a brick, the image of a stone, is certainly something to think about. But on its own, it can't really do too much. The more stones, the more bricks that there are, the more beautiful of a building it can construct. It does take time, though. We have a number of boys and girls who are going to be receiving their first communion today. If you could imagine your first communion. I remember at my first assignment at St. Charles in Parma, it was communion day, and this one boy, his name is Michael, he came into the sacristy, and he was going to do a reading at the Mass. And I said, Michael, are you ready to receive your first communion? He said, yep, and I'm not afraid. It was a really cute thing. Yep, and I'm not afraid. You know, to know that the Lord is entering into your heart every time that you receive communion is really a grace. And every time that you receive communion, boys and girls, your heart, Jesus is building something inside of there. And today, it's as if he's laying a cornerstone, as St. Peter tells us. It's as if he's placing the foundation of the rest of your life in there. And he's going to build something that's great. And this first communion isn't meant to be your only communion. But each and every time that you receive the Lord, he's going to build something greater and bigger and stronger, something that can last into eternity. So the Lord is doing something great today. He's building something not only in the hearts of these young ones, but in all of our hearts. So as we prepare to receive the Eucharist today with Easter joy, let us not be afraid to come to the Lord and to receive him and to know that he is building and doing something great in our lives too.